Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life. We were talking about how should we deal with people who are Muslims, at least by name, but in terms of action, in terms of their behavior, they consider to be fasiq, transgressors, or corrupted people. And the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have given us all that we need to know to deal with such people. A hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said that sometimes you might come across one of these people. It could be in your neighborhood or it could be an old friend, but obviously he has managed to make a detour from the right path. And he sees you and he asks you and invites you to come and sit with him and have a meal. And the Prophet said, do not accept his invitation. Do not go sit and eat with him. Now, one might say, well, that sounds a bit rough and harsh. Why shouldn't we sit with him? I mean, obviously, we know. The idea is that when people come and see you sitting with such a person, no one knows you. Maybe the people that know you would think differently, but the majority of people don't know you. So when they see you sitting with a person who is known to be a fasiq, a corrupt, transgressive person, they would assume that you are the same. And therefore, your reputation would be on the stake. Your reputation would be on the line of fire. So the Prophet said, do not sit with him, obviously, for your sake. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, also one day he was talking to his companion, Kumail ibn Ziyad, and he said to him, Ya Kumail, wahjur al-fasiqeen, those who are transgressors, those who are missed the path and they, you know, went on their own way, they're no longer considered to be believers, or at least in terms of practical believing. He said, these guys, do not sit with them, do not talk to them. A hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. It is more detailed in this regard. And Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayhi, he was talking to his son, Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin. He said, my father said to me, Ya Bunay, five people, look them up and do not become friends with them. Who are these people? He said, do not befriend with the liars, for he is like a mirage. That which is far, he makes it sound near, and that which is near, he makes it sound very far. That's one of the characteristics of the fasiq, of the liar. And when it comes to the person who is himself is a fasiq, a corrupt person, he says, he will sell you for a bite of food, or even less than that. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةِ الْبَخِيلِ And I warn you, do not befriend a stingy person, for he will betray you. Whenever you need money and you're in desperate need, this person will betray you. And I warn you, do not become friends with the fools, for he wants to help you, but obviously he will end up doing the opposite. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةِ قَاطِعِ الرَّحْمِ And be careful not to be friends with those who cut their relationship with their kin. فَإِنِّي وَجَدْتُهُ مَلْعُونًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ For I found him to be cursed in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life. This book, مفاتيح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه نماز
One volume, the present volume, مفاتيح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. Just before the break, we were saying that when it comes to people who are corrupted, the behavior does not line with the Islamic teachings. We need to back off and cut relations with them. Now, having said that, so keep in mind, having said that, in terms of personal communication and friending them, we've been told not to do so. However, we've been told to be easygoing with people, as we call mudaratun nas. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he quotes a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, mudaratun nas nusful iman. Mudaratun nas means that when you deal with people, you have to show a bit of leniency, not always just either my way or the highway. You have to give and take. Even with the fasiq, even with the transgressor, even with a non-believer, you have to show a bit of leniency. Yes, on a personal level, do not make them your friends because they're going to harm you. But generally speaking, you have to show a bit of leniency towards people. For the Prophet said, this is considered to be half of religion. Now, even with our own kind, the believers, the practicing believers, the mu'mineen, sometimes we adopt a very harsh way of dealing with them. Sometimes we do this with our families, with our spouses, with our children, with our relatives. We become harsh. We become less understanding. The Prophet said, no, that is not the way you should do things. When you deal with people, and this is general, is that you have to keep a lenient way between you and those that you talk to. Being nice and kind to people is half of the livelihood. At the end of the day, me, you and you, you and me, we deal with people. The more we are nice, the more we are soft, the more we are gentle, the more we are kind to them, the more they would do the same for us. When people see you kind, they will repay this kindness with kindness. And that should make your life a little bit easy and more easygoing. And then the Imam Salamullah alayhi, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says in a hadith, وَخَالَطُ الْفُجَّرُ. When you have to mix some mangle, at the end of the day, you have no choice but to mix with those who are corrupted. And he said, do that when you are in public. وَلَا تَمِيلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَظْلُمُوكُمْ. As if you have to deal with such people, yeah, deal with them. But obviously, it has to be in the public arena. If you have to do trades and you have to buy and sell and what have you, do that on the public arena because privately, people would attack you. And he says, the harsher you become on them, if you become harsh on those transgressors, on those corrupted people, in return, they will transgress against you. In return, they will oppress you because obviously they do not have limitation. So they do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. That's why they corrupted in the first place. And if they see you hard on them, that will give them the green light to cause you harm. So the Imam says, deal with them. Show a bit of leniency and do not pressure them because you pressuring them it means that you will get harmed in the process. So the Ahl al-Bayt, they said, well, fine, stay away from them. Do not make them your friends. Do not deal with them on a personal level. If you have to deal with them, maintain that line where you just deal with them in a nicer way. In return, you're keeping your best interest and your benefit. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.